Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Friday night in Lansing. Wow, what a day. Spring-like out there. Still over 40 degrees, and we're going to be back in the 40s after the weekend, so it's hard to believe it's January. On today's program, it's a new year, and it's time to make and probably break some resolutions. I'll be joined by a Wall Street Journal columnist to talk about the resolution that almost all of us make, and you'll need to stick around to find out what that is. And thousands of Michigan families are facing foreclosure and eviction. Well, one couple says it's not going anywhere. They've joined the Occupy Our Homes movement. But how likely are they to avoid eviction? And is the bank doing anything to try to address the situation now that it's getting increasing media attention? They'll join me with the latest. But first, they say more money, more problems. Well, that's certainly not the case for the state of Michigan, which is welcoming a surplus this year, although how big it is remains unclear, along with how it will be used. To talk about what lawmakers may consider doing with the excess funding, if it's really there, I'm joined by Democratic State Representative Jeff Irwin of Ann Arbor. Welcome to the program, Jeff.
Good evening, Michael.
So there were some initial estimates that the surplus could be as high as $1 billion. Now, Budget Director John Nixon came out today and said it's really $434 million, and most of it is already appropriated. So is this surplus basically already gone?
Well, you know, we're going to have to get some final numbers when we do the appropriations process. But what we've been seeing over the course of this year is that revenues have been coming in a little bit higher than anticipated. If you remember back in May, we were talking about an additional few hundred million, and now we're talking about another roughly $400 million plus that is in excess of our previous estimates. And now that the broad national economic recovery is visiting upon Michigan a little bit, we're seeing a little bit of advancement in the manufacturing sector, and sales tax revenues are coming in a little bit higher. That's an opportunity for us in the legislature to go back to our budget and say, what are some of the problems that we have? What are some of the needs that we need to address as a state? And I really think this is an opportunity for us to look back at what we did last year, when we really broke the promise of Proposal A. I know that it was 17 years ago. I know that a lot of time has passed, but back in 1994, the voters in the state made a compact, made an agreement that we were going to create this school aid fund and that these dollars were going to go to K-12. And last year, for the first time, the legislature took the action to raid that fund to the tune of over $1 billion. And that's where most of the budgetary fancy footwork was done last year to make the budget work. And I'm saying that now that there's some additional revenue, let's take a look back and let's try to fill some of those holes that we created last year. Let's try to restore the promise of Proposal A.
Well, it sounds like the Republicans are setting up for a situation where if there is any extra money, it'll be very limited. So even if there is a little bit, you're saying it should go to education. I guess I wonder, when it comes to education funding, if we could actually be facing another cut this year. I know in the last budget deal, there was this $200 per pupil one-time funding to offset a $300 cut in the per pupil foundation allowance. Is that $200 per pupil one-time funding going to be put in once again this year?
Well, I hope that we're going to be able to plug some of those holes. I think that my Republican colleagues are probably hearing the same thing that I'm hearing from my school districts and from my parents, which is that we're looking at class sizes in the high schools ranging up to 40. We're looking at elementary class sizes that are also way too big, pushing up to the 30s. And some of our districts that are really struggling are looking at class sizes even higher than that. And so I think that now that the legislature is starting to see and hear some of the impacts of the decisions that we've been making in Lansing over the course of the last few years, I think there's going to be some more energy to take a stronger look at that school aid fund and try to restore the promise that the state made to the voters back in 1994.
What about the lifting of the cap on charters? Is that likely going to have a dramatic impact on our school situation? You say there's overcrowding in classrooms. Could that very well change that dynamic?
What's going to happen with, I think, the charter schools that we're going to see over the course of the next few years, a steady increase in the number of charter schools. And as we increase the number of charter schools, we're increasing the amount of administration overhead, waste. We're spreading those dollars thinner and thinner across a larger number of facilities, and that's going to result in less money and larger class sizes for the most part for most of our students in Michigan. And then there's going to be a few of those charter school environments that are going to work out very well. But unfortunately, what we've seen over the course of the last 10 years is that for every charter school that we have that's doing very, very well, there are a few that are doing below average and really failing our students. So hopefully we're going to do some efforts in the legislature to bring some accountability to these charter schools because we've already made the decision to expand on that system.
What about this pension tax that you're focusing on education, but a lot of retirees in Michigan are very upset about this new tax. Shouldn't some of the surplus money maybe be used to help reduce that tax burden on them?
Well, you know, when you start asking about the entire budgetary picture and you start to move all the pieces on the board, I think that, you know, the move that we did last year to increase the taxes on pensioners and to increase the taxes on low-income workers and to eliminate things like the charitable contribution for food banks and homeless shelters, and to do all that stuff at the same time while we provided a $1.8 billion tax cut to owners of LLCs and S-Corps, that was a huge tax shift that we did last year under the Republican leadership. That's not a shift I agree with, and I wouldn't have done it that way. I suppose that's the only way I can really answer your question.
I'm talking to Democratic State Representative Jeff Irwin of Ann Arbor. Well, Jeff, I had PR firm Truscott Rossman CEO Kelly Rossman McKinney on the program last night. One thing that she did indicate to MERS, along with State Senator Rick Jones, she called out House Democrats as the biggest losers of last year. Would you disagree with her?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the biggest losers of last year were the people in the state of Michigan. This sort of reverse Robin Hood taxation policy. We heard about shared sacrifice, but all the sacrifice was shared with our schools and our universities. These aren't the types of policies that are going to be good for Michigan's long term. And I think that Ms. Rossman was trying to point out that the House Democrats didn't do a good enough job of getting that word out to the people. Well, we're going to keep trying, and that's why I'm on the show here tonight, and you know why I'm reaching out to my folks locally, going door to door, and trying to get out the word about what's happening in Lansing. Because even though state government is not always on top of everyone's priority list, the decisions that we're making in Lansing have a big impact on the future of Michigan, and we need to be investing in education, not disinvesting in education. And that's one of the messages I think that is going to serve us well going into this election cycle, because frankly, the Republicans really did our state a disservice when they pushed class sizes up, they took dollars away from our schools, they violated the promise that the voters in the state had back in 1994 around school funding. Mm-hmm. I really feel there's going to be some blowback at the polls.
Well, Representative Mark Meadows was on the program. He said House Republicans completely ignored Democrats when it came to forming legislation last year. Is there any indication at all that that is going to change this year?
There's always indications, and the Republican leaders always indicate that they want to work with us as they make public statements that they want to work with us. And I think that, you know, we have to do our best to take them at their word and continue trying to work to make legislation better, because that's our job. But at the end of the day, when we look back at last year, the legislation that they passed was not legislation that had Democratic input. It was not legislation that was tested through any sort of moderation or any sort of effort to listen to the other side or the other viewpoint. And that's the experience we had last year. So I'm hoping that it'll be different this year, and I'm hoping that we can, you know, take the speaker and others at their word, that they're willing to listen to our ideas. We're certainly going to be putting amendments on the table. We're certainly going to be working in the committee process to improve this legislation as it moves.
So right ahead of us, I'm guessing at the very beginning of the year, the focus will be on the budget, and I'm guessing it'll be passed quickly, just as it was last year. Should we anticipate more budget cuts in general this year?
I don't think so. I think that when we look at the trend from last year, we kept seeing the trend is positive in terms of consumer spending, in terms of sales tax revenue. We're going to have to see what happens when the economists get together at the revenue estimating conference, but I have to think that the result of the last three has to have some bearing on the future. Now, what we're facing, though, is the full implementation of the business tax cuts, which once again takes the revenue down from about $2.2 billion to about $300 million mm-hmm. from businesses in Michigan. And that's, you know, the full impact of that visited on an entire tax year is going to be, we're going to feel the first effects of that in this budget year. So that's going to be counterbalancing the sort of improving national economy.
Democratic State Representative Jeff Irwin of Ann Arbor. Well, thank you for joining me, Jeff.
Thanks for having me on.
And we'll